WWR mobile monitoring.
4FXC.
It's Chris, KF4RUR. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing okay. On my way home, just finished up a job for South Carolina DOT up in Rock Hill, so headed back to the house. You headed back to the house as well?
No, sir. I'm headed to Mount Jackson, Virginia to meet a driver and swap loads, then go back to Atlanta. I got a good DOT inspection last night, though.
Huh?
Oh, it went really good. It's just time-consuming.
We've got, you know, the large crash trucks you see on the road and on the highway work and stuff. We had to get those and trailers and some stink body trucks inspected a couple of weeks ago.
I had to do none of that. We, all I got to do is provide my DOT medical card, which they pay for me to go do that, and my license, and then the company, they take care of everything else. So it's a pretty easy job, really.
I've been meaning to see if I could catch you on here since the last time we talked, and I was on my hill. I was like, well, let me turn my radio on. Let's see who's out there.
And my wife, we run team. We stay gone all week. And like I said, I come through here every night. Around this time, pretty much every night.
Yeah, I think we spoke, that Friday night or early Saturday morning. And then, like, I stayed up the next night. I was like, I wonder if I can catch Brian again. But I fell asleep at, like, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, us here on Friday night, Saturday morning, we go to Mount Jackson and we meet that driver. And then I live in Johnson City, Tennessee, and our terminal's in Kingsport. So we leave there and go to Kingsport and then go home. And then Monday afternoon, we go back out. So Saturday night, Sunday night, you won't hear me, but Monday through Saturday, you will.
And I hear that Johnson City, that's where my family's from. We're from Johnson City in the Elizabethton area.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'll go ahead and ID for the repeater, KK4FXC. Yeah, we lived in Rome Mountain ever since we've been married, and a few years ago we bought a little 28-acre farm there in Johnson City. It's actually in Elizabethton in Carter County, but it has a Johnson City address.
House is right there behind the jail on 4th Street right there in Johnson City.
Okay, I know where you're talking about. I don't live that far from there. Talking about where Dairy Queen and all that stuff is.
KO4RUR, yep, that's exactly where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I probably don't live 10 minutes from right there.
When my dad passed away in 2015, we got most of our stuff moved, the rest of them moved down here to Greenville, and been ever since.
Are you glad you moved?
I miss it. I love the mountains, and I loved all the camping and the hiking and just having fun up there, and I've thought about going back up.
Seems to be a very popular area right now at the moment. My wife was reading something yesterday, but I can't remember, you know, word for word what it said, but Johnson City was like in the top, I forget how many places of, you know, some of the best places to live right now in the United States.
Yeah, I've heard the name, you know, across the board lately, so I guess it's building up just like Greenville is.
Downtown part of Johnson City, they've really revamped it. They've got a few of these beer makers, you know, IPAs, whatever they're called. I'm not a big drinker, so I don't know. But, yeah, bringing in restaurants and these little pubs and stuff like that. And they've really done a good job with rebuilding the old part of downtown.
Here and, yeah, that's the way it is around here. We're, matter of fact, I'm coming up 385 right now, and I've already passed the sign at probably about two or three different breweries. You know, they're like, it's either moonshine or, yeah, IPAs and all that stuff they're building. I guess they're getting popular nowadays.
Me and my wife, we like to go downtown to a German restaurant that they have. It's really, really good. And if I drunk one of those mugs of beer that they brought with your food, you'd have to carry me out, because that's the biggest mug of beer I've ever seen in my life.
Where was my brother? I can't remember where he was. I want to say he was in, I can't remember. I think Fayetteville, North Carolina, or somewhere. And yeah, it's a restaurant. They brought out this big old mug of beer, and he got like a reward or money or prize or something for drinking the whole thing. I was like, I could barely go through half of it.
Well, I like to drink beer occasionally. It's usually like a Michelob or something. I'm not big on these other beers. And I might like them if I tried them. I've just never really tried them. But that German place, man, they have some really good food. And like I said, the first time we went and I seen a beer, I thought it was bringing a table, a pitcher of beer. It was so big. But no, that was an individual glass.
That is yours. But yeah, I love your German food. We used to have a restaurant down here called House Table. I think it closed a long time ago. We just have like the Schwaben House and I can't remember the other one.
Epic. So yeah, I was trying to remember the name of this one. I know it's right on the tip of my tongue, but for life of me, I can't spit it out.
Yeah, KO4RUR. And yeah, they're always coming out with some type of beer too. You know, I give it time, they're gonna have Google Meister, or you know, they come out with some type of goofy name. You know, I was at Total Wine the other day, and I can't remember the name. I think it was a Czech beer or an English beer or something, and I don't know. It had more consonants than it did vowels.
Come up to Johnson City and visit any?
Time I was in Johnson City was 2016. That's right after my dad's funeral. We had to help clean up the house and everything because we were selling it.
Okay, I'm not sure if they had the old, you know, it used to have railroad train that run through Johnson City and into Elizabethan and stuff, and they've come through and made that like a walking park and stuff. You can ride your bicycle and walk and all that. They really made it look pretty nice, too.
I don't think I know what you're talking about on that. My aunt said they had tore up some old tracks, and I guess that's what it was. She said they were building something there, and I'm assuming, I guess, it's that walking path.
And the Tweetsie Trail?
I'll catch your name.
The Tweetsie Railroad, man, you talk about expensive. You could probably go down to Carowinds and be cheaper than going to Tweetsie Railroad.
Yeah, some of these places are. I'm like, yeah, I'd like that little tiny donut there. All right, yeah, that'll be $15. All right, never mind. I'll just go down the street.
Exactly.
I do miss being up in that area. And it's either there or Lee County, Virginia. We got property up in that area, too.
Now, Lee County, Virginia, it's just right on, it's not far out of Bristol and stuff, is it?
Western tip of Virginia, right there above Tennessee.
Would it be close to, like, Mountain City?
A little town, it's called Blackwater, Virginia, right outside of Duffield.
Okay, now I know kind of where you're talking about.
I visited there, it was a family reunion long time ago, and, we drove into the city, and up on a little mountain, there's a Walmart.
That's like a Dollar General, man. I wished I had stock in Dollar General about 10 years ago.
Fine. We went down that, going to Rock Hills, about a 2-hour drive from Greenville. I swear it'd be in the middle of nowhere, one stop sign and $3 General.
KK4FXC. Yeah, around our house, I mean, they are everywhere. And like you said, you can be on the road. I drive a truck for a living. And I'm like, man, I am glad I don't have to deliver to some of these places.
Yeah, I think it's like they just throw little Dollar General seeds down and they pop up. Because they can pop up in about 2 days.
Yeah. It's really amazing. Even in the little town of Rome Mountain where I lived in before we moved, it was always unincorporated. Nothing was ever there except two gas stations and a little mom and pop's grocery store. And that was it. No red lights, no nothing. But guess what? They got a Dollar General.
That almost reminded me of, I'm a big, huge Andy Griffith fan. And on the pilot there, Andy Griffith pulled some gentleman over for running a stop sign, and of course it was a dirt road, a KO4RUR brake. And on this dirt road, he got all mad. He goes, "That's all right, you got all this dirt road and everything and one stop sign, what in the world?" And so Andy responded, "Well, we were gathering up money to do all that, but so far we only got enough money to get the stop sign."
Yeah, that's pretty good. That sounds about like Rome Mountain.
We went into Blackwater. It's like you drove around the mountain. It felt like you drove around the mountain 10 times, saw one stop sign, and then you went into town, and it was like two red lights. And then we come back 2 years later, there's the Walmart and like 40 other stores.
What did you say you done for a living?
Control and traffic safety engineering. We whenever you're on, say, like you're driving up the highway, and they have the lane cut off, and you see the big crash truck in the zone, and all the flight. That's what we do. We set up those work zones for utility crews and construction crews and highway crews.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good job. Are you one of the ones that ride around and looking for people that are broke down and help them fix flat or give them some gas and things of that nature as well?
Highway assistance people, we just set up the work zones for the construction work and for DOT. Like down here, South Carolina DOT, they do like bridge repair and stuff like that, so we'll set up a zone for them on the highway. And nobody runs them over.
Well, maybe you can give me some inside information. How long do you think it's going to be before they fix this between, I guess you'd say, Greenville, South Carolina, and the North Carolina line, all that road construction they got going on?
That old mess up in Gaffney. They're scheduled for that for about another, I think, two years.
Yeah, I don't even come this way. This is the quickest way to go to Mount Jackson, Virginia. But when I start driving, instead of coming this way with the road construction and all the traffic, I can't make my run time. I get held up so much. So I go all the way down Interstate 81 to Kingsport, cut across 26 over to Asheville, and then Highway 23, which brings you out on 985, just below 285 there at Atlanta.
Whenever we go to like Rock Hill and stuff like that in York, instead of going up 85 through that mess, I go down 385 and 26 and cut up through like on the other side of Columbia. So that's how bad it gets. But yeah, we just finished the project up here in Greenville area called the Gateway Project. It's a mixture of ramps and on-ramps and crossover, flyover bridges, and it took us about 4 years on that one.
I've been working on 85 as long as I've been driving a truck. That's over 20 years, I think.
It seems like they'll never get it done. I think they just walk around going, well, I guess we'll build this wall today.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, what they've got done is nice. Like, you know, right now I'm on 3-lane and it's a good road, you know, where it used to be a 2-lane, you know, or 4-lane, I guess you'd say, but probably a lot tighter and everything. They're doing a great job, and it really needed it with all the traffic that this interstate runs through it. But it's just the process and the aggravation of getting there.
Shoot, if you're coming southbound out of North Carolina, I know about a month ago they had a triple fatality on the left side of that chute. And it got the governor involved, and so they started widening it and removing part of it. That's the part I hate the most.
Thing about that, man, that must have been a bad wreck.
About 7 vehicles ended up killing 3 people. And they lowered the speed limit, put law enforcement out there. It worked for a while. I mean, I guess it's still working now, because there hasn't been as many accidents.
It'll throw you one way and the other, and some of it's pretty tight, you know, and stuff, but, you know, it's nothing that you can't negotiate, you know, if you're paying attention, but I know this day and time, it seems like half the vehicles, or over half the vehicles, including tractor and trailers, they've got their phones up, texting or Facebooking or something on them, you know.
Or RUR. Yeah, I had a gentleman, he was in a pickup truck. He was hauling a trailer, like a car trailer, but he was, you know, one of the big dually trailers. And yeah, he was doing something with his phone or tablet or something, and he almost pushed me into the wall. I blew my horn, and he finally got back into his lane.
All the time, and if you're out here, you know, setting these cones and barrels and all that stuff up, well, you keep your head on a swivel, because it doesn't matter where they're at or anything. That phone is more important than watching the road, especially in, you know, really tight places and stuff.
Picked up in Charlotte a couple of months, well, it was probably about 3 months ago. We were setting up a zone up there, and we had barrels up there down here in South Carolina. We use those little wooden barricades, which are crappy as all get out. But, no later than I set that barrel down, a little small, I guess it was Toyota or something, come by and smacked it right out of the way.
Perfect. See, I hit one barrel one time. It was down in Atlanta, but it's been several years ago, and I wouldn't have done it for nothing. But I think somebody before me might hit it and put it over into my lane a little bit, and then when I come through, I couldn't get over because, you know, the wall and stuff, so I hit it. I swear, I believe that thing went 20 foot in the air. It looked like a football that you'd kicked or something.
Yeah, they're known for doing that. That's what happened to that one barrel that I'd set down. I'd sat down, and the car come by and clipped it and took it out of its space. And, yeah, it went flying over our truck, over against the wall. But, yeah, they'll do that. They kind of, I wouldn't say roll, but they slide pretty easily.
Yeah, I've been behind people now intentionally hit the cones and stuff, and I really don't know what the point of it is, but you have some people out here that love to do stuff like that.
It's kind of funny, because back in the day, we used to knock over cones, but now I'm the one setting them up. I was like, well, now I know how that gentleman feels.
Payback. What comes around goes around. That's what I've always heard.
We find me in the butt.
But at nighttime, they'll shut, like, left lane down just to let the dump trucks and stuff get on, you know, come out in the flow of traffic. Now, are you setting that stuff up as well?
We'll do that. It's work zone Excel lanes. It allows the trucks to pick up speed, so they're not having to get pick up speed and people having to suddenly stop. Yeah, we do that. We've done. Matter of fact, I set a zone like that up on I think it was Easley about 2 weeks ago.
Big C. Yeah, I kind of figured when we got talking there that you might do stuff like that, and I greatly appreciate that myself, because like you said, it, you know, this truck's pretty big. If I've got a car behind me and I come up on a really slow moving vehicle just taking off and he's got a load of dirt on or something and I'm practically stopping, and if they don't see me, next thing you know, you've got a bad accident, where if you just get everybody in the right-hand lane for just a, you know, an eighth of a mile or something, let him get a few gears under him, you know, and go on.
My dad was a truck driver, and the one thing I hate to see is the, like, windmill. I thought about 20 times today going up. I had to go up 85 today, but, they'll cut right in front instead of giving you that space right there. I was like, holy cow, they think you can stop on a dime.
I don't know if you've heard my old beeper or whatever, but now these trucks are getting so much technology on them. They've got a lane deviator. If I go across the either line to the right or the left, it'll make a noise and tell me I'm across the line, you know, which is a good thing. And then it has a beeper on it. If I get too close to something, then it starts beeping, and the closer I get, the faster it goes off. It'll brake for you if you're on cruise control, which I do not like at all.
I heard the beeping earlier when you were talking. And it's crazy how technology gets. Nowadays, it's going to be like, it's going to start beeping. You sneezed more than three times.
They're making it a lot more aggravating. Oh, yeah, and it has a camera in the truck as well to record anything. See, there, that truck slowed down in front of me a little bit, so I have to hit my brakes. But, I have the cameras facing out in case you're involved in an accident or something. You know, they go back and look at it and see what the cause was.
I have a drive cam in my truck, so, like, if I hit a hard brake or something like that, or impact or whatever else, it'll start recording, like, 10 seconds before, and then it'll start recording, like, 10 seconds after.
The same way, and if you hit a big enough bump, that'll cause it to come on and start recording as well. But, yeah, hard braking, too hard around the curve, set the rollover camera, you know, set that part off of it, or just, I think if it beeps so many times, you know, if I'm following somebody and it beeps so many times, it'll come on. Just now, our day cabs, they have the cameras that face the driver and face outward. On ours, we have the same camera, except we have a cover over ours where these two people, and especially a husband and wife team, they don't record the drivers, they just record the road. Getting into the repeater okay? I'm down here about to 87.
Time you broke up a little bit.
Oh, I was just wondering if I was still getting into the repeater okay. I'm down here around 87.
I'm actually about to pull up to my driveway, so I guess I'm going to call it a morning. I got to be back to work in about 5 hours, so I want to grab me about a 3-hour nap and head out. It's only going to be a half day, so ain't too worried about it.
If you count sheep, maybe two, and then you're asleep, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest and a good, safe day tomorrow. And you'll have to forgive me because I'm terrible with remember names, but what was your name again?
I think like Christopher Columbus.
Chris. I've got a cousin named Chris. Maybe I can remember that now. And I'll be looking for you out here each night. Anyway, 73 from KK4FXC, and have a wonderful night. Thanks for talking to me.
have a good one, a safe trip out there. Be careful, and I'm going to say 73 and 04 RUR clear.